This episode is brought to you by Book Thinkers. Do you want to reach more readers, grow your audience, and supercharge your impact? Well, at Book Thinkers, they believe the right books at the right time can change lives. Now, you have put serious time into researching, writing, and editing a book, and the idea of marketing can be deflating. Well, truth be told, it doesn't have to be. You've spent a lot of time writing your book for personal development because you want to help readers make positive changes and improve their lives. Where authors get stuck isn't writing or publishing. It's ensuring their target reader gets their hands on the finished book. That's where Book Thinkers come in. They have worked alongside hundreds of authors, from first-time writers to best-selling authors, to help get their book in front of the right reader. And those readers don't just read, they connect. For Book Thinkers, they help video production for authors, book reviews, podcast booking, and even social media management. Now, quick question. Are you ready to change more lives? Well, if you are, then you can go to www.bookthinkers.com and get more eyes on your books now. Quick question for everyone who's tuning in right now. Are you guilty of consistently hitting the snooze button? And are you glued to your phone screen before even getting out of bed? Well, these bad habits are a surefire way to start your day with stress and fatigue. So how can you start making the most of your mornings? Well, thankfully, today, this amazing entrepreneur and I have your back. Well, in this episode, we've invited an author and life coach. His name is none other than Adrian Gonzalez. Okay, so Adrian worked for more than 10 years developing a mix between skills, habits, and disciplines, putting it all together into one concept. And with this, he discovered all the amazing benefits that comes from it. And then he cracked it by developing a seamless way it can be followed and performed by anyone during the mornings. And from there, he helped managers, CEOs, and business people that were passing through difficult times like bankruptcies, divorce, life plateau, making them to empower into their goals again and finding out that meaning of success by transforming their mornings and enjoying their life. Well, without further ado, let's welcome Adrian into the podcast. Woohoo! Yeah! Adrian!
Hey, Rayson! How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm feeling good. Do you did morning zen today?
One of the aspects, not the rest yet.
Okay.
That's why we have you here, so that we can talk more about how to have a more zen morning. All right. So,
well, first of all, I want to thank you for this space, for this interaction, and also like to give all my tips for free to your community and all the people that want to learn and drive today.
Awesome. Man, thank you so much. And, you guys should actually go and check Adrian's book out called Zen Morning. It's really phenomenal. Even celebrities are practicing the rituals as well. And this is something that you guys should check it out. Look at that. Look at that book over there. All right. So you guys should check it out. Okay. Now, you are actually based in US, right?
Right now. Yeah. Right now. Well, I moved to Panama, where I have like the best of most connections to UK and United States. So right now I'm based here, like the middle or the center, like my headquarters.
Oh, nice. Okay. Wow. Okay, cool. So, Adrian, can you share with the audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Of course. Well, my name is Adrian. I'm 43 years old. I'm Panamanian. I'm Latin guy. And what I do right now is try to make people experience all the benefits that have a complete morning routine that I call morning zen. That for me is a noun, that when people says like, what is your morning zen, means what is the, or what are the habits, or what are the things that you're doing in your morning to make yourself better, to grow and learn. So as part of the journey, I'm a coach helping people around the world within how these habits are very, how you say, like work in the morning, and as you say in the introduction, how it empowered their life during the rest of the day.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, awesome. I mean, like, I've not been to Panama, so I would like to go there and go and check things out, and I'll definitely let you know once I'm going there as well. I would like to, you know, go to the pubs, go and have some drinks, listen to some Latin music.
Reggaeton. We have reggaeton.
Oh, yes. Reggaeton. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Love it. Love it. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, it's amazing that, you know, you are now 43 years old and you are actually doing all this. You know, before we actually dive into the main focus of our interview, we would like to get to know you more. So can you tell us a bit about your backstory on how did you become an author of Zen Morning?
Well, all becomes within my day life, that within my companies. I used to have several companies. I find out that I manage a lot of stress. So one day I decide to create like a balance, like how I can do in order to have a peace in my mornings, and then I can jump into the, I call it the daylight or the battle of the day. So what brings me now to like to write this book and share it with all the people is like one of my companies was about storytelling, like marketing storytelling. So it was like two things that merged, like my habits that were personal and then how my day work for storytelling can also be part of this journey. So on pandemic, I started doing coaching about my habits. This was like, as I like to say, it's like, this is not like one day I says like, okay, I'm going to do these habits and I will go with this thing. No, it was between years that I was doing trial and error, going to seminars, studying books, going with experts until I start building my morning routine. And during pandemic, I started like sharing with people as coaching until people was says like, Adrian, you have something very, very good. Like the whole world should at least experiment it. And then I was saying, with my storytelling, I put there, like, how I get into this habit. So this is not like a, how you say, like a step one, step two book. It's more like how within my story and my experience, I decide to use this habit. So you can also not just look, like do as a checklist, but also like brain wire about the what is the back end of this habit. So once I put it into a book, it get signed and well, now I'm here.
But awesome. Yeah. Wow, awesome. Sounds amazing. I mean, we can't wait to actually listen to the habits that you had, you know, in this book as well. I'm really, really excited to get to know more about this as well. And just wondering, you know, while you're building your business up, your career as an author, just wondering, do you have a favorite failure of yours? Because I'm pretty sure while you're building your career up as an author and entrepreneur, I'm pretty sure you would have met some setbacks and mistakes along the way. And this favorite failure of yours, how has that set you up for later success?
Well, I see failures like if it's a big failure, like a close of a loop. So so one of my failures that was like that changed me to this author a career was within some companies that I have. I went like to failure. I have to like condense and from several I have to have like just one. And what I learned is like it pulled me again back like to be more humble, but also to see like when things like are not working, it is good to go. You can swap, you can change, because better things will have. So if I will not close that loop, I will never jump into being a coach or writing my book. So sometimes we are very, stick to that goal, to that thing, and we fail, and then we start like going again. But sometimes not all the time, it's better, you know, like maybe we should try this. Maybe the universe is telling us something. Maybe we have to connect the dots, because all the failures at the end is our experience. That when you go there, you connect the dots through there. So responding your question would be like, it's not a failure, but how I see the failure as a good loop to close and go to the next step.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you in terms of that closing that loop and then going towards the next phase of life, next step. Because I'm pretty sure when you don't close that loop, you'll keep continuing that cycle again and again, and it's going to be very toxic for you, right? And just wondering, like, how long ago was this condensing of companies? Was it during COVID period or way long ago?
It was like almost there, like entering the pandemic. Then we have to do to see how we can make it more efficient. And it comes like everything, and it was not only in my market, because I also contact friend of mine that were also business, like, how you're doing. It's like, man, things are getting tough, you know. So it was like, huh. So it was more that, pandemic is what the pandemic was like, the cherry in the cake,
cherry on the top, right? Just drop. Yeah. Okay. What business was that? Was it a
I used to do a marketing, but it was for we call it BTL. BTL marketing is the marketing that you do with the contact with the customers. The correct name is below the line marketing. That is I don't know if you have been to a grocery or to an event, and there's this person, maybe as a girl with this uniform, saying, "Oh, taste this new product." And then you say, okay, it's good. I said, well, now take two. You know, that is a type of marketing. And because of pandemic, there was like no contact allowed. Yeah, I cannot put like persons there to taste or try things or creating events. So that is one. The other one was uniforms. I used to do uniforms for companies. So also nobody was going to work, so no uniforms.
Okay, wow, I feel the pain, man. I mean, like, losing so much money and you have to condense it. Oh, it's not easy. And then how did you overcome that period?
Well, the way of balance it was going to my basic, to my morning routine, that is based like in three pillars. One is like how I can be a better person, have a better attitude, a positive attitude. The other one was health. Just like, if I'm healthy, I can go beyond. Another one was like my goals. Like, okay, let's rephrase my goals. Let's change them, and let's be loyal to them. So, mood, positive attitude, health, and new goals, and that within my morning, I start, you know, like getting energized. I see new perspective of things. And from there, the rest is history.
Oh, okay. Nice. I love it. Attitude, which is equivalent to your mood, and then your health, and also looking at how you reframe your goals as well. These are really important for us. So for those of you who are tuning in, do work on these three things, and you are definitely set to go and make your 2023 much more better than last year. And I just want to ask you, you know, going through like what you mentioned, you read books, you've actually been on seminars. I'm pretty sure you have met some mentors, right? So what's the best piece of advice you've ever received from your mentor?
That's a good question, Rayson. And I will just confess something. I'm very impatient person. I like things like go fast and just to the point. So that is why if you read my book, you will see that I go like straight to the point. No much explanations. So, like, this is like this. This is how we work. This is how we do it. And one of my mentors like noticed that I was like, okay, let's do this right. He's like, Adrian, I will give you this advice that says like, if you fight for it, you will have everything that you want in life, but not at the same time. And for that, for me, was like a little splash of cold water, because I understood that not all the things take the same time to reach it. Some goals are take some more time. Some things you have more abilities, or so it's easy for you. So that gave me like an like, you know, like to be in the balcony, to be outside the day. It's like it's true. Maybe I can have it, but not at the same time. So I have to be more patient. I have to learn more about it. I can have right. to discover and enjoy the journey through it. So if you are passing it through things, or you are very anxious, but you know you're going to get it, just I will share it for you with you. Sorry, you will get everything that you want, but not at the same time.
Okay, I agree. Like, for example, you want to be an author. If let's say you want to be an author now and you want to be a millionaire, you can't get it at the same time, right?
Right. Yeah. Or everything has like you will be an author, but you have to first enjoy the journey of being an author. No, then when you enjoy and you have the experience, then you can earn more money than you used to. And then when you earn more money, then you can buy the house and the beach that you want. So it's more like, yeah, you know, but if you're like, I want to be an author, I want to have the house and the beach. I want to have, like, man, you will have it all, but not at the same time.
Yeah, one step at a time. Yeah, one step at a time. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. All right. And, you know, just now you're actually mentioning about books as well. Can you tell us what's 1 to 3 books that have impacted your life so far?
Ooh, there are a lot of them. Okay. From one of my top was when I was in the marketing side. There was this guy called Alan Deep that has a book that says one-page marketing. Yeah.
Okay.
I like marketing, so most of them are marketing. The other one was one from Donald Miller. It's called Building a Story Brand.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, one of my first investments was because of that book. And from there, also from Dan Brownwell. Down around the Da Vinci Code. That was, more like a...
That's a classic. Yeah.
But it could be like more like Dan Brown, if you want, like, you know, to discover things. Because the good thing that Dan Brown does is, like, he give you through these famous parts of this city. So then when you go there, you can ask for a tour regarding that place. So you start like, oh, this is how it works. This is the Louvre. This is the church. This is the place. So you start like recreating all these things. So you live like the experience twice, no? Like in the book, and then if you go there. So for me, it was like a good thing. And the other one, like, yeah, investments with Kiyosaki, how you change your mindset, and marketing. Well, I love marketing, so...
Awesome. Okay, cool. All right. Nice. I love the books that you have mentioned, even though I've not read two of them. I only read Da Vinci Code and Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is highly recommended for everyone who wants to start out their journey as an entrepreneur. And you got to understand more about what is the EBSI, who are they, and what you can do to get out of that rat race, in a sense. And I love it. And I just want to ask you, right, in the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
Well, I include it in my morning routine. That is a manifesto. And what is a manifesto? A manifesto came from this famous book called Think and Grow Rich. When he says, like, you have to have several things in order to be successful, and one of them was a manifesto. But this manifesto was based, like, on money, you know, which is good if that is your objective. But what I did is, like, I tried to, how to say, to tropicalize it and do it more like, you know, like within specific goals thing. So I will show you like how is my manifesto, and if you want, if you're listening, you can write down. My manifesto consists in four paragraphs. And the first one is the specific goal that you want. You know, what is the specific goal? And as Walt Disney says, you have to put a deadline, and when you plan to achieve that goal. That will be your first paragraph. Try to be very specific and just put it there. The second is, what are the steps or the journey that you need to do in order to achieve that goal? For example, let's say, like, I want a better health. So what is my steps to have a better world health? Well, like, I will sign up into the gym. Then when I sign to the gym, I will hire a coach. When I hire a coach, I will change my diet. When I change my diet, then I will stick to a 3 months routine. So you start doing all these steps, and you are starting, like, you know, following that journey, that process through that. The third paragraph, I call it the visualization. In the visualization, you're going to put how you want to be or how you sense yourself. This is based on NPL, that a neuro program linguistic, or, you know, that means like what you feel, what you sense will happen. So you put there how you visualize yourself. I see myself looking at the mirror thinner. I see myself more healthy. I feel myself lighter. So you put all the things that you visualize there, so you can also start integrate. And the fourth is any other routine or any other concept that you want to also to involve in your manifesto. It could be like, I want to talk more with Rayson. I would like to involve a good friend to also go to the gym with me. I tell this story a lot, like, and it happens a lot that when you start like living by yourself, like on your own, you stop like having that disconnection with your parents. So one thing that I put in my manifesto is like, okay, I have the blessing that I live near them. So it's like, okay, at least on Sunday mornings, I will be having breakfast with my parents. So, and that is something that I always want to do, but because, you know, the daytime and the things that happen, it turns to nice to have, you know, like it's nice to have, but you don't put it. So I put it in my manifesto, and as I read it every day, I start practicing. So in that fourth, you put anything that you would like also to add in your life so you can be consistent in it. And once you have it there, you can print two, one in your bedroom and one in your office. And every time that you are, you know, like sensing like, okay, what is the next step? What you'll do? Just read it, because you are focusing in your goal. You are focusing in the steps. You're focusing in, you are seeing yourself and also in your environment. So that manifesto is the right track that give me the power, the energy to go there. And I read it every day. And the good thing is, like, it doesn't have to be rigid. I change it 2 times a year, because maybe there's some steps I already accomplished, or now that I moved to Americas back again, I changed some things from the UK. I'm focusing more in Americas. So yeah, so you can change it. It doesn't have to be rigid. It can be flexible. In order you can feel comfortable reading it and going through all these steps. So if you're listening, and Rayson, if you want to do your manifesto after this, go ahead. Go put this
this
video backward and start writing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. So according to Adrian, manifesto is really important, and this is what he does every day. And what you can do is write down what you want, and then after that, write down what are the steps that you need to take in order to reach there, and then visualize them, and then after that, see what kind of routine can fit that goal of yours, and then practice and practice and practice until you reach there. And if you reach it, strike it off and add in a new one, or just continuously do it until you reach your ultimate goal in life or for year 2023. All right, awesome, awesome. Okay, got it. And now to the main focus of our interview. Adrian, can you talk a bit about your book, Morning Zen? What inspired you to write this book?
Thank you, Rayson. As I say, what inspired me was how I can help people also to discover these things. I call it argue with experience. Because one of my doubts was that this was just a routine for me, that it was not replicable. But when I started sharing it, I saw like it can create of this make the sense, peaks of happiness or make people change their perspective about life. So when it's like, wow, this is replicable, then we should make, you know, this a book so everybody can read about it. And one thing is like, English is not, it's not my first language. Spanish is my first language. So for me, it was a challenge. Not big challenge because, well, I already knew English, but, you know, like write a book in a language that is not your native, it can be quite challenging. So, but because my vision was like, we need to spread this, we need people to discover this. I just put it in English as an international language. And I like to express this example. Like, it's not, there are people that like to do like scuba diving. So if you do a scuba diving, maybe you can resonate with this. It's not the same to explain someone, like say, hey, we should do scuba diving because then we dig in and you see all the beautiful environment under the sea and you see these fishes and you see these corals and everything. It's not the same like explaining until they say, you know, let's go tomorrow, get the gear, get the gear and let's go and you experience it. So that is one thing that I like to tell people, like, don't read the book or don't read this just like a goal of a next book to read. So like, experience the journey of doing morning habits, morning routine that will drive and grow. So that was my inspiration. Like, okay, let's make this a manual that people can practice and integrate, and then they can choose, because there are the total of 11 habits, and then they can choose like from these 11, I will get this one, and this one. So.
Oh, nice. And those are the habits that you've been practicing every day, right?
Every day. And I make it seamless. Like, you can put it in your day routine. It doesn't, like, I always like to say, like, no exercise is included. Like, no sweat nor pain is included. So, because people ask me, like, Adrian, do I have to go to the gym and everything? It's like, well, this is more like, I was doing very universal. Like, this means, like, you in your home, you can do it. You don't have to depend on external resources. So yeah, it's very, very practical to do it.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay. Nice. And, you know, a lot of times, many of us, when we wake up, right, we will always press the snooze button for the alarm. Like, when we got to wake up at 5, but then we just want to have like extra 15 minutes or 20 minutes to sleep in. So can you tell us, like, what is the reason why we shouldn't get up with an alarm?
That's a great question, Rayson. I like it more to change the mindset, you know?
Okay.
And not like, try to win the alarm, you know? Because the alarm, if you are traveling, you have an important meeting, you want a backup thing. So I always say, like, try to wake up before the alarm. And there are two things that you can do. One, I call it understand how your cycles, your sleep cycles work. And I will resume it very quickly. Mm-hmm. A cycle of well, sleeping consists in three parts. One is the light sleep. The other one is the REM, the rapid eye movement. And the other one is deep sleep. And okay. Maximum, we get like 30 minutes within every cycle. And one cycle can take a more or less 1 hour and a half. So people that sleep 6 hours, they are doing more or less 4 cycles. If you sleep 8 hours, more or less you're doing 5 cycles. And what happened in this cycle? The body is a perfect machine. When you are tired, your body tells you. When you're hungry, your stomach tells you, you know? So why not your body can tell you when is the best time to wake up? And it does. Because when you're in this cycle, maybe you can be very, very in a deep sleep that maybe is like an earthquake outside and you didn't even notice because you're deep sleep. But also, you get in a cycle that you get in light sleep that maybe, I don't know, like a silverware or something, your smell sound like cling, cling, you're like, you wake up. So, so if you understand that this cycle, like 1 hour and a half cycle, is the number that you have to get, you know, you do your mathematics, then you know more or less when you're going to wake up. For example, if I'm going to wake up at 6, I know like 11:30 I have to be in bed so I can complete these 4 cycles and I can wake up at 6 a.m. without an alarm. Also, when you put as a challenge, winning the alarm is different because it's not like the alarm like is the one that bring the step into my life. It's the opposite. Like I wake up, I bring the step, I bring the rhythm in my life, and then I make sure that the alarm won't sound because I win. Also, one thing that I like to do is find motivation. Find a motivation in your morning before you sleep. Like for example, my motivation this morning was Rayson's interview, you know, it's like I have to be fresh, I have to wake up, yeah, I have to be ready for my interview. And guess what? I wake up with no alarm, like, whoa, ready, because I already have a motivation. So try to find what is the next motivation of your next day. Maybe you won't find it first because maybe it's difficult, but every day we can have a motivation and try to, do the mathematics for your cycles. And try to win the alarm. And the final secret or magic step is try to repeat the time that you want to wake up several times before you go to sleep. This is a very holistic thing, but famous people does it, like Oprah and a lot of people. And you just, like, before you're going to sleep, say, I want to wake up at 6. I want to wake up at 6. I want to wake up at 6. And you're like, whoop. 5:59. That worked. If you don't try tomorrow, try tonight, and you will see that worked. You will wake up, and maybe you will see, like, well, it worked up. I have a customer that's like, Adrian, that works, but I still I get back to sleep.
Yeah, so if you want to get back to sleep, go and Don't go and sleep. Instead, go and read Zen Morning by Adrian Gonzalez, and you will not want to sleep in after that. Unless if you're having a holiday, then yes, you are excused for that. All right. So, and I would like to ask you, right? You know, a lot of times, many of us would wake up and look at our phone. Okay, be it go through social media or emails. So, Adrian, how can we ditch the screen for a better morning?
Yeah. I pass through the same thing as most of the human beings. And that was one of the first thing that I identified. Like, once I wake up, I get the phone. But why? Because we want to know what time is it. Even though we have an alarm, we want to see what time is it. So once we get the phone, and you can see the stack of messages there, and then you start like replying everything. So One thing that I discovered is like what I can do in order to see the time without grabbing the phone. So one secret that I like to share right now is buy a digital clock and put it in. I like to put it in front. So when you wake up, you see the time. And from there, you will see that you already know what time is it and don't start the temptation on grabbing the phone. Also, one thing that you can do is like charge your phone a little bit farther of your nightstand. So, you know, you're like, okay, the phone is not there. I see the time. Okay, it's time to wake up and start my day. So that will be like two things. And once you start creating that separation process of you waking up and grabbing the phone, because you will grab the phone. Yeah, I grab the phone. But you can start like, okay, I'm going to do 5 minutes before grabbing my phone. So in these 5 minutes, I'm going to do, I don't know, some exercise. Now that I have 5 minutes in this, I want to extend it more. I'm going to do 20 minutes. So I'm going to do, I don't know, meditation. Now I have 20 minutes. I'm going to do. So you can start adding steps before grabbing your phone and you will cancel the, because it's a trigger, you know, you wake up and the trigger is, okay, I'm going to get this phone to see what happened in the outside world. But once you deviate that trigger, this is like, I don't want to go to the phone first. I'm going to do this before grabbing my phone. You're doing an action. And once you're doing an action, you cannot do the other one. So just like, okay, let's focus on this. And that will give you that sensation. And you will start feeling that time is yours. It's not like depending on the outside world. So no, this is my time. Okay, I just wake up. The phone is there. I know what time is it. Okay, let's just practice this habit that I always want to practice. It could be reading. It could be journaling. It could be anything. But you just did it without the temptation of grabbing your phone.
Okay. Got it. Wow, this is wise. This is awesome. I mean, like putting your phone aside and charge it further away from you and even putting an alarm clock or I would say digital clock in front of you, it really works a lot. It works a lot of magic for your morning.
And you know what I find out, Raisin?
What?
That these digital clocks are not so popular. Like before, you know, you can find it in any retail store. Now they are not like a daily thing to buy because we have the phone we have the time in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I find out like this is the thing that is almost losing. So I fully recommend it to buy and it will change your mindset. Trust me.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So those of you who are tuning in, you can go and find a digital clock in any retail store and get them. Unless if you prefer old kind of clock, by all means, you can buy them as well. All right. And wow, nice. Okay, cool. And I would like to ask you, right, what is the ultimate ritual to start your day?
Well, as I say, what we can do to start our day is try to focus in three pillars or two pillars or one pillar about what I would like to reach. Let's say I want to have a better health. Let's say that I want to lose weight. Let's say that I want to start working in a personal project. And then you put it as your main pillar. And then you will do some little questions about what I can do in the morning in order to reach that goal or start performing that habit that will bring me to that objective that I want. And that is how morning sense, that is the sense of the morning saying. It's not like you have to do my routine. No, it's right. Not like that. It's like doing your routine in your morning that will focus in that pillar. So I can ask you, Raisin, what you will like if you have to choose anything that you would like to improve in your life, as an example, like what you would like to add, just tell me.
Okay, let's say I want to improve on income, for example.
Income. Okay, so the next question will be, what I can do in my mornings before grabbing my phone in order I can improve my income. And it can be reading a book about incomes, listening to a podcast about income. And you do like three things. You don't have to go big. It's like, okay, I'm going to read 10 pages about how to improve my income. I'm going to listen to a podcast, a 10, 15 minutes podcast. And then I will start journaling what is the one action that I will do today in order to improve my income. It could be I will save today $100. I will save today. So, and you just three, and you do it every morning, and you have in your own mornings then. So if you're listening to it, try to focus in what pillar you want to improve and what you can do in the morning before grabbing your phone in order to focus in that achievement.
Nice. Yeah, totally agree with you on that. Like reading or even listening to audiobooks or podcasts to start your day going. Oh, nice. Awesome. And, you know, I actually read that you have this technique, which is very unique, and I've not really heard of it before, and that is called time boxing. So can you tell us more about what is time boxing and how will it boost your productivity?
Yeah, well, time boxing is a technique about how I can do my task and put it in the time frame of the day. So In other words, is have the ability of my to-do list express it in times during the day. So most of the people have like a to-do list check, like, okay, today I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So what do you do is you put that and put it in a box in your calendar, and you put it in a time box. This time boxing try to be no more longer than 1 hour, because we need like 45 minutes to, you know, to push it, to press it. And also you start developing that your agenda is a good way to prioritize your day. And most of the people, sometimes we are very good people and we are very yes people, you know, like I used to be like a yes guy, like, hey, Adrian, yes. I go, oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, before I'm doing yes, I'm okay. Let's put it right away in my agenda. Let me see if I can go. Oh, yeah, I have the time. Oh, no, sorry. Can we move it to the next week? And the time boxing also what helps you is like reviewing your day. That is part of the habits that I have in Morning Zen is before you are going like to your day, you have to check your agenda. And it's like, okay, today I have a meeting with Rayson. I have an interview here. I have to send this new email. And that will make your to-do list more achievable because you're already relying right on an agenda that will go. So time boxing is from the to-do list to the agenda, to the calendar.
Oh, okay. Nice. So you have to write down what you want to do and then put a time frame to it and hope. And it's usually better to have it within 45 minutes rather than, you know, more than an hour, which it will affect your focus. Am I right to say that?
Right. If I'm not mistaken, okay, I was reading last time that Elon Musk do time boxing, but like 30 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, like time boxing, because it's like, let's go right to the way, let's go to the top. So if you do time boxing too much, like you will have less time in your agenda, because we all have 24 hours in the day. So the condensed, the better, but at least you have a rhythm. And also it says like the human being can be like very, very focused within 40, 45 minutes. So you can right, 45 minutes, 15 minute breaks, or 15 minutes to recash the next meeting. But yeah, so instead of to do a to-do list, have the habit to put all in your time frame agenda.
Okay, cool, nice. And just want to ask you, Adrian, in your book, right, Morning Zen, you actually mentioned about the hotel room effect. So can you share with us what is that?
Of course. So what is the hotel room effect? So right, does it happen that you are on a trip and you go out of your room, you know, you clean, you are ready, you go out, you go, it can be a trip, it could be a holidays, vacations, but you're outside, you know?
Right.
And then when you come back, this is like at evening, and you open the room, what happens? Your room is all clean, you know, the bed is all clear. It's like, whoa, and your next sensation is like jump into the bed because everything is neat. So mm-hmm. what I find out is like we can do the same effect because the objective of this effect is to create this same sensation, this same peak of neatness, of wow, you know? So I was saying like we can do similar process in our morning. So wow, how? It's like, okay, I'm going to do the first task of the day that will be doing my bed. But why the bed? Because the bed, most of the times, is at least 60% of your room. If you're an architect, if you're a business, if you see your room is this size, well, most of the cases, because there are rooms and rooms, but a regular room or a master room or a bedroom, the bed is almost 60% of the space. So if you do your bed in the morning, you are almost more than the half of the room is ready. But it's not like doing my bed because you might say, oh, Adrian, I do my bed, or I have a person that do it for me. It's how we can make this effect. So what I find out is the following. You do your bed. And then you have to change of, how you say, of view. So if you do your bed before going to your shower, if you shower in your morning, you do your bed and then you go showering, you are changing the environment, you're changing the side. Maybe you are, you know, doing shampoo, but I don't have no hair, so.
Okay.
You're like you're changing your environment because you're going to another room, no? And then when you got out of the shower, you're entering to your room again, and you see the same hotel effect. It's like, whoo, the room is neat, everything is clear. Who made the bed? And that creates you the hotel effect of like things are changing. It gives you a new mood in the morning because it's like, oh, everything is neat and I did it myself. So the hotel effect, you can do it in your place in your mornings just before going to take your shower, do your bed, take shower and come back, and you will see you experience like Adrian was right, the hotel effect. So try it and let me know.
Okay, cool. So those of you who are tuning in right now, you can actually try this out. Okay, go and try out and you will have a brand new experience because you're going to come out and you see that, hey, my bed is really clean, really nice, and you don't feel like everything is in a mess and all over the place and you feel so stressed out. Okay, cool. And I read that you actually said that you have to review your day before doing your things. So can you tell us more on why do we have to review our day before going to war?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And that comes with the time boxing. So
okay,
when we wake up in the morning, we're fresh, but sometimes we rely on what the day will come. You know, it's like, okay, let's see how the day will come. So a good thing to change your mindset is to review your day, even though before putting your clothes. Because if you have a meeting, you already know how or with which people you're going to meet in order to have that impression that you want. So one thing that you can do when you're reviewing your day is, okay, I'm going to put this clothes. Also, you can focus on what are the two main things that will set the mood for your day. And why it's come, because as I say, I come from the argue with experience, the trial and error, and I find out that First, I used to have a 7 to-do list in my mornings. It says, okay, these are the 7 things that I will do. And I will be sincere, most of the times I do not complete it. And what were the experts says? Like, well, if you don't complete 3 of them, put it to the next day. And then I will put my 7 plus the 3, or maybe I will put it clear. And it was like a to-do list. And that thing, what happened? That was like, that demotivated me, you know, like, whoa, I'm never. So I went to the Pareto effect. I know a lot of people have read about the Pareto effect that says, like, if you can focus in the 20% that will make 80 of the things that you will do. And right. I put it clear. So like, if I have not 7, but I have 10, to put it like in a round number, the 20% of 10 will be 2. And if I do these 2 things, that is the 20%, what are the 2 things that will impact my day in the 80%? So when you are reviewing your day, it says, okay, from all these things that I have to do, to all my time boxing, what are the 2 things that will impact my day? Maybe it will be my interview with Rayson. Maybe it will be this meeting with this important customer or my boss or what, you know? And that 2 things you will prepare and you will focus. And also, it will give you the perspective of your day. Because if someone called you to cancel a meeting, or, well, can we move the things to, I don't know, to 4 p.m.? But because you remember that at 4 p.m. you have a previous thing to do. It's like, oh, you know, at 4 p.m. now that let me check. I have a meeting, so can we do it after 6? But that is why you are already prepared for your day. And I like it to say, like, the day is like a battle. And if you want to be a good warrior, you cannot go to the battle like, okay, let's go to the war. This is my shield. This is my weapon. No, you have to review. Okay, let's see. Okay, where are we located? How many people we have? What is going to be the strategy? Okay, let's do this, and then you go to battle. So the same has to be with our day. We cannot just wake up and go to battle. Right. Say, okay, let's see. Have meeting with here. Have this. Okay, I'm going to focus on those 3 things. We are ready.
Okay.
Makes sense? Cool.
Makes sense. Yeah, I agree with you, man. Other than just time boxing, we have to review and see, okay, we are going to meet this. We're going to be prepared for this interview. We're going to be prepared for this meetup with a client. And we got to show them the testimonials, the results. We got to prepare all this stuff before we actually go for the battle with this customer of ours to make sure that they are buying our product and services, for example, right? Okay, I understand. And, you know, we know how we can start the morning. Then how do we close it? So do you have, like, suggestions on the best way to close our morning?
Yeah, well, one of them, I said from famous people that that before they have something to do, they have like an action and a mantra. So let's say that our day is like a stage, you know, and we are the artist, you know?
Right.
And this because the day is us. It's what to do and what I have to do in order to perform my day. And what I find out that a lot of people do before going to stage is doing a movement or a mantra or a power pose before entering day. And one thing that have the power pose is that it boosts up your energy, it changes your mindset, it helps you with your organism. In fact, this is like testosterone start like getting better with doing a power pose. And what can be a power pose? It's a pose that it can be a Superman, it can be a victory, it can be a double bicep, anything. and you do it from minimum 30 seconds to 2 minutes. Your all your brain, all your body start aligning, and you are preparing for your stage. Yeah, it's like, look, like Just picture yourself. Let's say that you're going to enter after here to another meeting. You right. can enter just like, you know, like, okay, I have another meeting. Or you say, like, hey, before I'm going to enter, I'm going to do a power pose. Like, okay, this meeting is going to be good. I'm going to excel. We will make it happen. And you start breathing. You are telling your body and your environment that you are getting ready and energized to enter to that meeting. So if you can do the test right now, why we should not do it in our morning? So one of the best ways to close our mornings is, or to close our morning routine, because the morning routine is doing a power pose to energize and change our mindset. So practice it. It can take only 1 minute in your morning, almost nothing, and it will be a game changer.
All right, nice. I agree with you on that. I'm pretty sure those of us who are tuning in, and even myself, we're gonna practice on this, and we're gonna send you testimonials after that. We're gonna share with you our experiences as well. Wow, amazing, love it. And you know, I'm pretty sure those who are tuning in right now, there must be people who always think that, hey, I'm a night owl, I'm not a morning person kind of thing. So I read in your book that there are 6 ways for them to change to that behavior. So can you tell us more on what are the 6 ways to become a morning person, even if we think we're going to be a night owl?
Of course. One is understanding why we are a night owl. And it could be because we're more creative in the night. We find mm-hmm. peace. You know, we don't have the phone, you know, clicking and ringing, clinking. So I understand. So first, you have to understand the why. Then try to experience the same thing, but in the morning, early in the morning. And you will see that in the morning, body-wise, we have when we sleep, we create cortisol. And cortisol, we know that cortisol most of the times is like a bad thing, and it comes with we have adrenaline, but it also gives us the focus to start with energy. So that is why in the morning we always like, you know, you're like, okay, well, but if you're not a morning person, you will just like, oh, it doesn't happen to me. So one thing is understand it. Then the other thing is try to change the morning, the morning routine or the morning schedule. Because you say, Adrian, the things like I like to wake up, I don't know, at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. because I sleep. Well, put the alarm. I don't know, like to call it the alarm, but put the alarm at 6 at the first days so you can go there at 6, win the alarm, and you will see that at night, when it goes to be like 10, you will fall asleep because, you know, your rhythm will, or your body will say, I'm tired. And then, so you have to, what I want to try to say is you have to force your body to this new schedule. So, okay. Yeah. Then try to find out a habit that will make you get the next step once you wake up. Because if you wake up and you just say, I have to go work, you're not doing anything that will give you that motivation. So find out a new thing, as I said, a pillar to do it. So once you wake up, you can do it. Fourth, try to do what you were doing in that night all in the morning. And most of the things you can do it. Maybe you like to be in the night because you need to send emails, because at the end is I have meetings in the day, and at the end and the night I have to do this presentation. My kids are sleeping. I understand. But that same thing, it can be moved to early in the morning. If you wake up more early, like at 5 a.m. maybe, or at 6 a.m., then you can do the same thing in the morning and trying to practice it. So it could be. Other thing is try to stack a habit. What means stack a habit? Habit is we already have a morning routine, you know? We shower, we get dressed, we brush our teeth. You have already a morning routine. So you have to do what I can do in order to stack a new habit. Let's say that one habit is doing some crunches or push-ups. You say, okay, what I'm going to do is after I brush my teeth, I'm going to do 10 push-ups, you know? So you're stacking a habit inside your morning and put it in a habit that you already have established in your day. So try the way to stack the habit in your morning so you can have that motivation that you're finding out. We are in the fourth. So the other one is try to immerse on why people said that morning is very productive, because sometimes we already know it, but we are not conscious about it. So try to read books like Morning Zen. There's also like The Miracle Morning, The 5 a.m. Club. Yeah. And that will at least give you another perspective of why the morning is so important. And then you will start aligning about like, oh, I should try this, I should try that, we should work it. Okay. And as I like to say, argue with experience. So that is another way also to change the things. And the last one is try to get the gear. I like to say like the gear of this new thing that you're doing in your morning. Let's say that you want to read books. So what will be your gear? I don't know. Buy a new Kindle, you know, and you have the Kindle there and put it just beside your nightstand. So you put it there and you put it obvious, like buy the gear and put it. You want to run in the mornings? Well, buy the new sneakers and put it just beside the door so you could make it obvious, and so on. So buy a gear and put it there. So once you see it, it creates the trigger to proceed to that morning thing. And that is one thing that you also are putting in your mornings in order you can change from a night to a morning person.
Nice. Love it. I totally agree with you on that. And it truly makes sense on these six steps that can make you more of a morning person rather than a night person. If you can actually put your night habits to morning, then all the more you won't be calling yourself a night owl already, right? You'll be the early worm. No, you're probably the early bird that catches the worms.
And it has, right? Another, you see, an early bird, he has been tested. This is a Harvard study that people that wake up more in morning, like morning people, early birds, have better mood, suffer less of depression. Because they're waking up early, they can manage to see the sunlight, and the sunlight comes with all these benefits. So positively, being a morning person also help us in our mood, in our health. And I can tell you with base, because I was creative director, I remember that during the day I have meetings, I have to send proposals and everything, and meetings with the customers and everything. And it was more like decision making during the day. And then in the night, when nobody was, you know, like being there, I can start working in the proposal, like, okay, the creative proposal. But then it's just like, hey, I will try to switch it in the morning. And what I find out, like in the morning, is like the same feeling, the same sensation, and it's better because your day start, and you are more motivated. So I was like, okay, here's my coffee. I just get ready, put in my computer. It was very early. I was like, and what happens? It gives you the other sensation that when you finish and you go, okay, let's start my day, you feel that you already are ahead of the world. And that motivation gives you more energy to complete your day. It's like, oh, I wake up early. I just send the proposal. I correct this. And you do it before your morning or your day begins. So that sensation is also a good thing to practice.
True, true. And you know, you got me really want to be a morning person already. So I'm pretty sure those people who are tuning in will also want to be a morning person, right? So, wow, thank you so much for all the golden nuggets that you have dropped over here. And of course, you know, as we're coming to the end of the podcast, I have one last question for you. And that's this. Imagine this, Adrian. You suddenly lose everything. Your money, your reputation. So what will you do from day one to day 30 to save yourself?
Well, the first thing, I will do a list of the of my talents, my skills, and I will focus on how my skills will make me to get this from point A to point B, sorry, in 30 days. Then we're not alone in this world, so I will try to contact mentors, friends that can help me to do this path as fast as I can, because sometimes alone you can do it, but it's slower. When you have people that support you, it's faster. So the second will be support on my surrounding, my people, my mentors, so I can go there. And the third will be doing a plan, like a specific plan or steps that will make me go in there and fight for it. And for that, it could be maybe I need an investor to start again. Maybe I need to separate time to create an opportunity. Let's just like, okay, I'm from zero. This could be a good opportunity to start doing a journey of my book, like my second book or my third book about how to get from zero to hero in 30 days. You know, but I just select that in my time boxing also to write it. Always also will be open to new ideas, because sometimes we are close, or we our ego thinks that we already know everything, and sometimes we need also a new perspective, a new idea, a new I call it like a seat to start creating these new things, and also we'll try to do weekly, like if it's like 30 days, let's put like weekly, weekly reviews of my progress to know where I am and what is also, what is missing in order to get from this to here. So that will be that. Look for my skills, look with my mentors, with my surroundings, doing a plan and follow up to get it there, and select my times to also do things that will go and will accompany me in these plans, like time boxing or dedicating a specific time to that. And for sure, some good things will happen.
True. Totally agree with you on that. Wow. Love it. Love what you have shared about how you can actually go from zero to hero in 30 days again. Oh, love it. Thank you so much. You know, it's really a blessing to have you here on our podcast. Really appreciate it. And I just want to ask you, where can my audience find you on social media?
Well, thank you. My Instagram is Adrian_GNLZ. Or if you want to type on Google, just type themorningzen.com. And then you will find my webpage with my book, with my socials, and everything there. I'm going to repeat, themorningzen.com. And if you want to read a book that will change your habits, that will change your mindset, at least try it, I will recommend Morning Zen, Nor Sweat, yes. Nor Pain is included. And don't think this book as a Zen thing, like, oh, so Adrian, you're like in this Zen mood, like mindfulness. No, this is a book about how we can implement the routines, the pillars that we want to grow and drive, and put it part of our mornings.
Right. Awesome. Love it. Love it. So once again, you guys can actually go to www.themorningzen.com to check out this amazing book. And don't forget to purchase it. And once you've read it, let us know how you find it as well. Okay, so with that, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in the podcast. Really appreciate you guys. and stay tuned for the next episode of The Regency Show, and see you guys real soon. Take care and bye-bye. Ciao.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Woohoo. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of The Regency Show. I hope it has enlightened you. I hope it has brought you to an epiphany where you realize that this is where you want to go and this is what you want to do. So I hope you will continue to support and also at the same time like, comment and share this episode out to your people, to your family, your friends, and not forgetting that we have just created a Telegram group. It's called The Regency Show Family, so you can go and check it out and let us know how you find this group is serving you. Alright, so with that, I would like to thank you once again, see you, and stay tuned for another episode of The Regency Show.